Now, I'm confident that everyone here is very familiar with the story of the Exodus from Egypt, with God's deliverance of the Jewish people out of slavery and oppression and into freedom. So we don't really need to go over that. And I'm also sure that you're familiar with the biblical requirements for celebrating this event from Deuteronomy chapter 16, which are slightly but significantly different from the instructions that were given for the first Passover in Exodus 12. The instructions are really pretty simple. The do not is just don't eat any leaven or have it in your possession for a week. And the do is also pretty straightforward, to eat the Paschal sacrifice with bitter herbs and unleavened bread. So that doesn't seem like such a big deal, right? But Passover is probably the most important of the Jewish holidays, remembering and retelling the foundational first redemption, and celebrating it is a major deal for Jews around the world. The preparations actually began several weeks ago as we slowly stopped buying products with leaven in the quest to use up what we have around the house in terms of cookies, crackers, cakes, cereals. We don't keep these over Passover, so opened packages get thrown out, and closed packages are given away to charity. And then starts the cleaning. And making a home kosher for Passover is a major undertaking. While some people also like to get their spring cleaning done at this time of year, there's no actual need for that, because the work of carefully cleaning out the kitchen, the children's backpacks, the car, and all the other areas, frankly, is quite enough. The whole kitchen and all the dishes, the pots, the utensils, they will all be cleaned and boiled, blow-torched and covered, and turned over into kosher for Passover mode. Because when God says no leaven, we take that very seriously. What we're getting geared up for is the special ritual Passover meal that is held on the first night of the holiday, and also on the second night if you live outside of the land of Israel. And when we call it a special meal, it's not because of the dishes that are being prepared. The meal is, in fact, more like a pause in the action. The ritual is called a seder, which means order, because it follows a very set ritual order as laid out in the Haggadah that we read. And there we retell the story of God's deliverance. We remember ourselves, each and every one of us, as if we ourselves had been liberated from slavery. We eat symbolic foods, we ask questions, we give some very long answers, we play games, we drink four cups of wine, we sing praises of thanksgiving, and somewhere in there, we actually do eat that meal. This night, the first night of Passover, is a very special night, not just because that's when we have the Seder meal. The Bible in Exodus chapter 12, verse 42, twice says of this night, calls it a Lel Shimurim, a night of watchfulness. And our sages have many different ways of understanding what that means. But I think my favorite comes from Rabbi Yehoshua, who says that we know that the final redemption will also come at this time because of this night, because this night has been set aside, guarded and watched and planned since the beginning of creation, exactly for the purpose of the final redemption. May it come speedily and in our days.